What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn.
We talk about everything from relationships, motherhood, health and wellness, advice, you name it. This is our spot where we could talk about anything, pretty much.
Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn, and trust me, if it was not meant to be, you wouldn't have made it to me. So, welcome back to this podcast. Today is a good day. Honestly, let me give you some updates. I've been MIA for like a minute now, and I'm probably going to be MIA for another while. But by the time you guys hear this, I have already recorded it and everything. So I just wanted to be able to put something out before I go MIA again. But again, I've been like MIA. So today is Saturday the 13th. Yesterday, my cat had kittens. So I was busy doing that. That's when I was supposed to originally record, but I was helping my cat give birth. So that was a really fun experience for me. I've never watched an animal give birth, and it was an interesting experience. More than like, it was a very nice experience. Weird, funny thing about it is that like my cat mid-birth, like I think after she was but ready to pop out number 3, she peed on my wife, and it was the most funniest thing like I ever witnessed. Like, it was so funny. Not funny for her, but it was definitely funny for me. So ooh, we laughed about it. She wasn't really laughing too hard about it, but like I said, I thought it was pretty funny. So on top of that, my nephew was born today. Shannon Jesus Reyes, I believe, is his full name. And I'm just so, like, over the moon, delighted, so happy. I'm an auntie, and for those of you guys who really know me, I only have one other sibling. So this is kind of like my sister from another mother kind of ordeal. And we've been friends for years now. I don't even feel like counting on my hand how many years we've been friends. But yes, she had my nephew, and it's just been a lot of happy things going on around me. I'm just over the moon. So today I named this podcast, I Think I'm a Twerkaholic. And I know you guys are probably thinking like, what? And really, like, I'm gonna talk about it briefly, but today is just more so like just me talking about what comes to my head, because I've actually noticed that you guys enjoy that a little bit more. Like, I can see all the stats on my podcast and everything, and I noticed that you guys definitely like when I just kind of talk to you guys. So I figured I'd try it again and see what happens, you know, kind of doing like a little poll thing to see what you guys enjoy, because obviously I'm going to give you guys what I want to do, and I'm also going to give you guys what you guys want to hear, you know. So the subject at hand is I Think I'm a Twerkaholic, and I don't know about anybody else, but I kind of find myself like anytime I'm just like walking around the house by myself or around like my wife or anything, I just find myself low-key twerking. Like, I just start shaking my booty out of nowhere. Like, it just happens. It just be like boom, and I just start shaking it, you know. Like, I don't really know why it happens. I just do it. It's just like a thing I do, like blinking my eyes, you know. I just twerk. It just happens. It's like my body just involuntarily does it. I just go with it. Like, I be into it. Like, I be down with it. I be going down to the flow. Not all the time though, because my knees can't really handle that, but you know what I mean. Like, I just be into it, and then like, let me find out, like, I'm walking past a mirror, I catch a glimpse of myself, I'm checking out my booty. Don't ask me why, but I do it. And I feel like that's something that all females do. I feel like every time we walk past the mirror, we gotta check ourselves out. We gotta look at our booty a little bit just to make sure it's still there. You know what I mean? Like we just checking to make sure it ain't run off our back or something. Like it ain't just disappear. Cause like I really don't know what the point of it is, but like I just do it. I do it, and it's like every other female I have ever been around, for the most part, does it too. And it's like, why do we do that? Like, what are we really looking for? I really don't know, but I do it. And then every once in a while, I just twerk a little bit. Like, I just take a little boom, boom. That's what I call it. Just my boom, boom. I just do that. And I don't know. That's, like, really the bulk of it. Like, I just really, like, wonder, like, do you, like, I don't know. If you're listening to us, like, do you do that? Like, do you find yourself just kind of like twerking? And God forbid, like a song comes on and I can hear a faint noise of like Megan Thee Stallion down the street of some car coming past playing it. I'm like, ooh, that's my song, you know, like that's my song. And I gotta hit it real quick, you know what I mean, just for the one time. Like, I don't know, it's just like, it's like a ritual. Like, it just gotta happen at least once a day. Like, I twerk for my wife at least once a day. Ladies, if you don't twerk for your man, or if you're a woman with a woman and you don't twerk for your woman at least once a day, something's wrong. I mean, it's not even wrong. And don't get me wrong, because they're gonna people be like, but oh, I don't like twerking. I don't need a twerk for my man to impress my man. It's not about that. It ain't even about that. It's just like, I don't know, just showing them what you got to work with. Like, you know, we ain't doing nothing right now, but here's a little something, like a little preview. And just keep them looking, keep them guessing. Like, I just randomly do it. Like, when my wife's playing the game, I just step in front of the game and just twerk a little until she yell at me, get from in front of the TV, and then I move. But, you know, until she say that, I just be twerking. Whatchamacallit, just today, I was getting ready to go out the house because I had to go take care of some business. I just twerked right from the door. I'm like, all right, that's for you. And I walked out the door. And you know what? She be dead ass impressed. Ooh, I can't help my mouth. Anyway, she be impressed. Like, ooh, get that shit. Best friend, like, she is my greatest hype man. Like, if your partner ain't your greatest hype man, like, what is you doing? Like, my best friend be hyping me up. Pumping me up. Like, she be having me think I'm the baddest bitch in the world all day, every day. And that could very well not be true, but you can't tell me nothing. My best friend around, I am the baddest that will ever live. And it should be like that. Your partner should make you feel, and this is not this is not a podcast about relationships. It's just, I'm just kind of going with what I feel, what I want to talk about, what's entertaining me at the moment. But, you know, like, if your partner ain't your, like, greatest hype man, like, you're doing it wrong. Because your partner is supposed to be your biggest support all the time. And I I don't know, I do that. I don't know. Let me know if you do that. Trust me. Because, like, I really want to know. Because I've been feeling, like, pretty alone about this for a minute now. But what else has been really going on? Like, I'm going away for about 2 weeks. So, that's why I decided I'm going to record this today. But, I really wanted to get it out so that there's not a pause. Because it's a long time for me to be gone. Like, it's a long time for me to be gone and not post nothing. And my thing was, is that, you know, I have this this thing going on where it's like 7 episodes, because like there's a curse or whatever, a myth that most people who start out doing podcasts don't make it past episode 7 of uploading. You know, they end up falling off or not doing it, or, you know, just overall being uninterested. And I am determined to make it past episode 7. I'm really excited for the day that I do, but I'm making sure that I'm doing it right. Like, it's a lot that goes into doing anything really on social media. If you want to do it right, you gotta make sure that your branding is okay. You gotta make sure that you're keeping stuff putting out for keep putting you have to keep putting stuff out for your audience. And you know, you gotta watch your audience and see what kind of stuff they like, what kind of stuff they don't like. So it's a lot. And I've been really trying to get into YouTube. And that is hard. I feel like of all the things I've tried between blogging, podcasting, YouTubing, just doing social media lives and stuff like that, I feel like YouTube is one of the hardest to do. And just for the simple fact of editing. Oh my gosh, editing is such a pain in the butt. It really is. And especially if you don't have what you need or want to do the editing, like having a good computer makes it hard to do YouTube, or not having the lack thereof of having a good computer to do YouTube with. It does not make it any easier. And then I don't know about anybody else, but like me, I'm a stickler for about what I put out. Like, I don't really like putting out crap. Like, I'll put out something that might be a little rushed, but it won't be crap. Like, that's not me. I don't like putting out complete crap. And if somebody's listening to this and be like, this is complete crap, well, I don't care. Because it doesn't feel like crap to me. I'm just talking to you guys, so. But yeah, I really don't. But I don't know. Lately, you know what else was, you know what else has been going on my mind lately is this street parade thing. And if you haven't really heard about this street parade thing, it's, I think it was in Boston or something like that. I read an article about it, and I don't have all the complete facts and like stats and quotes about it. So don't come for me about it. I'm just really, really just speaking about it. But I guess the straight people felt the need to make a straight parade because I guess they feel excluded or whatever the point of it is. I think it's just one of the stupidest things. And let me tell you why, because I don't like just saying stuff without trying to back it up. I think it's stupid because the reason behind it, it's a legit slap in the face to what pride is supposed to mean, especially not only just for the people who are it's for, it's for the other people who celebrate it too, because it does not always be gay people or queer, you know, the whole LGBTQ lineup. There, it'd be straight people there too, you know, it'd be everybody. Like, Pride Month and all the festivities that go on during that month aren't just for gay people. It's really not. And for them to go make a straight parade, quote unquote, because, you know, they feel excluded, it's just, I feel like it's a real slap in the face. That's like for black people, and black people's instinct is a white person saying we're gonna go make a white pride month. Like, no, you don't do that. It really is. It's a big slap in the face to the people who it really it's for and everything. And again, it's not even just for the LGBTQ. Yes, it celebrates them, but it's not just primarily for them. What it represents is love. And just the simple fact of we get to freely love who we want to love. And that in itself is something to be celebrated, because there are places in this world that will kill you. Legit kill you for the person that you want to love. And it's not right. You should be able to love who you want to love, how you want to love, when you want to love, whatever. Like, that is your right. And there are legit places that have taken that right from people. And being able to be in America and have that right, it for us is something to celebrate. Just like, and this is the biggest example that I have, and that is being able to be compared to the subject is Black History Month and what was done for the Black people. Not to mention that for women's, we have our own month too, because our rights at one point, people tend to forget that, I feel like, that women had no rights at one point. We had to fight for our rights. Seriously, like, that was a thing. Women had no rights. Women couldn't even vote at one period in time, if I'm correct. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. Like, I only say that because I tend to forget certain things or certain details, but I'm pretty sure at one point we didn't have rights. So for people to be acting this way, just for the simple fact that we want a Pride Month, and then they want to say, oh, but y'all need a whole month just to celebrate y'all. So what? Like, we can get y'all a whole month too. Not for the straight people. I'm talking about for, like, the veterans. Like, they try to say, oh, but the veterans. Well, first of all, and I know I feel like I'm jumping subjects, but first of all, with the veterans and everything, because they're like, oh, y'all want to give the LGBTQ a whole month, but what about the veterans? There is a Veterans Month. Thank you. A Veterans Appreciation Month. I'll let you guys go look that up, because I don't want to give out all the information. I feel like if it really is that important to you, you will do your research. And that's another problem. People don't do their own research. And I like how this jumped from me twerking to me talking about the LGBTQ thing, but, or getting so deep into this, but it's the truth. Like, people don't do their research, and but are so quick to want to speak on a subject that they have nothing about, like, no knowledge about it at all. They just think they have knowledge, or they have Facebook knowledge, like social media information that they got, or secondhand information that they just got from somebody else. And I give a very good example of how doing your own research is really important. I'm in the military, as some of you guys know, and for the longest, I was told that you cannot wear your hair, if you're wearing it loosely, it cannot be able to touch your collar. So I, for the longest, was a little shooken by this, because sometimes my hair would be touching my collar and I'd be like all stressed out about it. And I finally one day decided to look up the regulation for it. Come to find out, it wasn't in the regulation, or maybe it was at one point, but they changed it to where it's a different length that is doable. And I kept getting people telling me this, until I finally did the research for myself and I was able to find out this information. Educate yourselves, you guys. Like, seriously, you really might find out something that you don't already know. And it's important to do that before you just sit up here and throw out hate speeches, or, you know, try to gun down a specific race or cause when you have no real idea what they're doing it for. Like, the point of the LGBTQ Pride Month and just the overall concept of it, it goes over a lot of people's head. People don't take the time to do their research. And I really urge you guys, do your research on it. Find out what it's about. Look into Stonewall and the struggles, because people to this day get killed for who they love. People are raped because somebody now found out that they're gay. Or not, men beat up, gang, back on the subject of rape, gang raped, like, not to mention the fact that people out there, especially for the religious ones, who I have heard and read stories about, raping people because they think it will get the gay out of them. Like, and it's just, that's crazy to think. Like, somebody would do that. And they legit do. They do. And it's scary. It really is. So I just want to leave it like that. I really urge you guys to do your research on it. Seriously. And like, if I think all of us can be real, we've had a moment where we found out we were completely wrong about something when we thought it was a certain way, you know, like it happens. But it's like what you do with it once you realize, like, oh, I was wrong, you know what I mean? Like, don't continue to walk in ignorance, because for what? And then continue to hurt people. And I just feel like that's what this does with this straight pride parade thing, whatever. It's very insensitive to the people who it's really for. Like, it really takes away from the meaning of it. All the love and the triumph that comes with it. And Pride Month is such a beautiful month. Gay people are so happy. Seriously. We are the happiest people on this earth, I feel like. Like, go to a gay parade or a pride parade. I guarantee you, you'll leave that place feeling happy. I went to Pride Month in Schenectady, where I live. And they had, like, smiley faces, like the Walmart-looking smiley faces on condoms. And it was Planned Parenthood giving them out to people and everything. And it's like, doesn't that just make you happy? Like, I don't know. I didn't even really use it. But it was just the fact that I had a condom with the smiley face on it. I don't know. It was just something about it that just made me happy. It's like everything about it is so happy. The rainbow flag is just, it's colorful. It's just like everybody's personality. Like, we are some very colorful people. And I enjoy so much being a part of this kind of, the community. Like, I'm so proud to be in the LGBTQ community with my wife. Like, it is something special to be a part of. And I think you guys should do, if you aren't into it or ever, for whatever reason, religious, or you just don't get it, I really think you should just take a look at it and learn more about it. But on that note, tell me what you guys think about this podcast. Did you like it? Did you not? Do you want me to do a specific subject next time? Just let me know. You can let me know these kind of things, your feedback and everything. You can let me know on IG in my inbox. Just what is it called? Slide into the DMs. You can just slide into my DMs and let me know what you thought about this podcast. My Instagram name is at BEAUTIFIED _ LOVIN at Beautify Lovin. And you can also add me on Facebook at Von Shea Ogburn. I also have a Facebook group for any of you ladies out there that are interested. I'm trying to grow my group to over 500 people. So I am really excited about that. We got a lot of really fun, exciting things going on.